It is great to be here.
Sunt dorul să vin.
I want to show you something. Put your camera down, Nick.
Nick, pane camera maha. Ma tahan näidata sulle midagi.
I want to show you something.
Ma tahan näidata sulle midagi.
They didn't build this pulpit for short, fat guys.
Nad ei ehitanud seda kanslit mitte väikeste ja paksude meeste jaoks.
You can see me this way, but you can't see me this way.
Sa näed mind niimoodi laiuti, aga mitte ülevalt poolt.
So I think I'll let the skinny guy stay there.
Ma luban selle kõhnal kutil jääda siia taha.
No, I'll move here.
Ja mina tulen siia üle.
It is really good to be here.
See on tõesti tore olla siin.
Like Pastor Mart said, it's been many, many years since I've been here.
Nagu Pastor Märt ütles, on olnud palju aastaid sellest ajast, kui ma viimati siin olin.
That has not been because of lack of desire.
See ei ole mitte sellepärast nõnda olnud, et ma ei oleks tahtnud tagasi tulla.
It's because that's how long the argument was between Mart and I.
See lihtsalt sellepärast, et nii kaua kestis see vaidlus Märdi ja minu vahel.
That's not true.
See ei ole päris mitte nii tegelt.
Actually, I have had a desire to come.
Tegelikult on asja nii, et mul on olnud soov tagasi tulla.
But the Lord has not given me permission till now.
Aga issand ei ole mitte annud mulle sellist vabadust tulla, kuni nüüd alles tundsin seda.
And I've really been looking forward to being here.
Ja ma olen olnud põnevusega ootamas seda võimalust siia tulla.
I was here during the coup in 1991.
Ma olin siin riigi pöörde ajal, kui oli Eesti sai vabaks 91. aastal.
And I remember the incredible atmosphere there was then.
Ja ma mäletan seda atmosfääri, mis siin valitses.
There was fear.
Oli hirmu.
There was hope.
Samas lootust.
There was insecurity.
Ebakindlust oli tunda.
There was a sense of destiny.
Kui samas oli üks saatuse tunnetus.
There was all kinds of emotions.
Igat liiki emotsioone oli.
But in the midst of all of that,
aga kõiges selle keskel,
there were leaders that rose up.
Olid juhid, kes tõusid üles.
That said, we will win Estonia for Jesus.
Kes ütlesid, me tõuseme püsti ja võidame Eestimaa Jeesusele.
I remember over and over hearing the phrase,
ma mäletan,
Estonia for Jesus.
Jälle ja jälle seda fraasid, Eesti Jeesusele.
Estonia will be saved.
Eesti saab päästetud.
And we believed it.
Ja me uskusime seda.
I remember being here in 1990.
Ma mäletan, kui ma olin siin 1990. aastal.
And I taught on the kingdom of God.
Ja ma õpetasin Jumala kuningriigist.
Taught the principles of the kingdom.
Ma õpetasin kuningriigi printsiipidest.
And the promises of the kingdom.
Ja kuningriigi tõotustest.
And in 1991 when the coup happened.
Ja 91. aastal kui riigipööre toimus.
All of a sudden it seemed like as if our faith was shaken.
Äkki tundus, et meie usk pandi proovile, see rappus.
It was, what will happen?
Et mis nüüd saab?
And the insecurity and the uncertainty
ja ebakindlus ja tumetulevik
seemed to unravel our faith in the kingdom of God.
Nagu avanes meie ees ja ühesõnaga kattis kinni nagu Jumala kuningriigi.
It seemed to fray around the edges.
Ja et muutus nõrgaks.
And then as we prayed together, just like we did tonight.
Aga siis, kui me hakkasime koos paluma, nagu me täna õhtul tegime
And as we sought God together.
Ja kui me hakkasime Jumalat koos otsima.
There was something that rose up.
Siis midagi tõusis üles.
Estonia will be saved.
Eestimaa saab päästetud.
Estonia will be saved.
Eestimaa saab päästetud.
And we believed it. That's better.
Ja me uskusime. See on juba parem teist.
Good.
Väga hea.
We believed it.
Me uskusime seda.
We believed it.
Me tõesti uskusime seda.
Such a sense of this is our time in God.
Selline tunnetus, et see on meie aeg koos Jumalaga.
And I believe I've come to Estonia again with a word from God.
Ja ma usun, et ma olen tulnud Eestimale jällegi sõnaga Jumala käest.
As I was praying today.
Ja kui ma täna palvetsin.
As I sought the Lord about what to talk about.
Kui ma otsisin Jumala palet selles osas, mida rääkida.
There were so many things that he was putting in my spirit both today and over the last few weeks.
Palju asju, mida Jumala pani minu vaimu tänase jaoks, aga järgnevate päevade jaoks.
That I wished that I had 4 or 5 sessions with you.
Nii et ma soovin, et mul oleks olnud 4-5 sessiooni teiega.
I know that I'm meeting with the leaders.
Ma tean, et ma kohtun juhtidega.
And we are in this conference.
Meil on see konverents.
And I feel very humbled to be invited to speak here.
Ma tunnen väga alandatuna selle võimaluse üle, et mind kutsuti kõnelema.
But I want to ask you if you'd pray with me over the next 24 hours.
Aga ma palun, et sa palvetaksid koos minuga järgmised 24 tundi.
Because sincerely,
nende 24 tunni üle.
Because sincerely, there's a number of things that are on my heart and there's not enough time to share it.
Sest minu südames on rohkem asju kui aega, mille jooksul seda ära välja öelda.
So I want to talk about the things that the Lord has.
Ma tahaks jagada asjadest, mida Jumala mu südames asetanud.
Would you pray that I would do that?
Palveta, et see tuleks nii välja kõik.
I don't want to come here and just preach another sermon. You've heard lots
Ma
of sermons.
Ei taha tulla siia ja lihtsalt kuulutada järgmist jutlust. Olete neid piisavalt palju kuulnud.
I want to bring the word of the Lord.
Ma tahan tuua sõna Jumala käest.
I want to bring you greetings before I do that.
Aga enne kui ma kuulutan sõna, ma tahan tuua teile tervitused.
From my friends in Cuba.
Minu sõpradelt Kuubalt.
Cuba is still a communist country.
Kuuba on endiselt kommunistlik maa.
And Cuba is in revival.
Aga seal on ärkamine.
Last year, I'm working with a network of churches that they planted 200 churches in 18 months.
Viimase 18 kuu jooksul ma töötan ühe gruppi inimestega seal, kes on alustanud siis 200 uut kogudust.
The average age is around 30 years old.
Keskmine vanus inimeste seas, kes tulevad Jumala juurde, on 30 aastat.
I'm considered an old man there.
Mind peetakse vanureks seal.
Well, actually, I'm probably considered pretty old here too.
Võibolla siin ka mind peetakse vanaks, ma ei tea.
And they are seeing literally hundreds and hundreds of people saved.
Nad on näinud seal, kuidas sajad ja sajad on tulnud Jeesus juurde.
And they knew that I was coming to Estonia.
Nad teadsid, et ma tulen Eestisse.
And they asked me to bring greetings.
Ja nad palusid ekstra, et ma tooksin tervisi.
They said that they look forward to their day of freedom.
Ja nad ütlevad nõnda, et ootavad samuti oma vabaduse päeva.
And I told them that they are more free than most nations on this planet.
Ja ma ütlen neile, et nad on tegelikult rohkem vabad kui paljud teised rahvused siin maa peal.
They were talking politics.
Nad rääksid poliitikast.
And I was talking spirituality.
Aga mina rääksin vaimulikusest.
They are in revival.
Nendel on see lärkamine.
They have the same phrase. Pastor Mart,
neil on see sama fraas.
I remember in the early days here, we had an expression.
Pastor Märt, ma mäletan, varajastel päevadel meil oli üks väljendus.
We used it all the time.
Kasutasime kogu aeg seda.
It was no problem.
Ei olnud mingit probleemi.
We could hardly find gas.
Me vaevalt leidsime kütust.
We could hardly find enough food.
Toitu võibolla ei olnud piisavalt.
There wasn't money.
Raha puudus.
But it was no problem.
Aga fraas oli selline, pole probleemi.
If you need it, no problem.
Kui sa vajad seda, saab tehtud.
Now we don't want to talk about some of the ways that we got it.
Me ei taha rääkida sellest, kuidas me neid asju saime, aga no.
But we said no problem.
Aga me ütlesime, pole probleemi.
And the people in Estonia were people of tremendous faith.
Ja inimesed Eestis olid inimesed, kellel oli suur usk.
In those hard times there was tremendous faith.
Nendel rasketel aegadel oli suur usk.
That's why so many people became converted.
Sellepärast nõnda palju inimesi pöörduski.
Because they saw the faith of the believers.
Sest nad nägid usklikute usku.
What have you got that I haven't got?
Mis sul on, mida mul ei ole?
That's the faith that there is in Cuba right
usk,
now.
Usk, mis on minul. See on ka
and
usk, mis on praegu Cuba inimestel.
Hundreds and hundreds of people are being saved.
Inimesed saavad päästetud.
Churches are being planted.
Kogudused saavad
and
rajatud.
And their favorite phrase
ja see lemmik fraas
is no problem.
On seal, ei ole probleemi.
Black market.
Musturg.
I bought diesel on the black market in Cuba.
Diesel.
Diesel fuel, yeah.
Ma ostsin diislikütus seal Cuba mustal turul.
I bought rice on the black market.
Riisi ostsin seal.
Beans on the black market.
Ubasid.
No problem.
Ei ole probleemi.
It's no problem.
Ei ole probleemi.
I remember the cars that used to be here.
Ma mäletan neid autosid, millega te sõitsite siin kunagi.
I'm convinced they shipped them all to Cuba.
Ma olen nüüd kindel, et ne kõik on saadetud Kuubasse.
There's ladders.
On laadad seal.
And Moskvitsid.
Moskvitsid.
There's old American cars as well.
Ja samuti mõned vanemad Ameerika autod.
Very few of the cars there have the original motors in them.
Ja väga vähestel autodel on veel see algne mootor nende
They've
autode
got
sees.
Toyota diesel motors.
Neil on seal Toyota diesli mootorid.
And most of them are very old.
Ja väga vanad on enamus nendest autodest.
No problem.
Aga probleemi neil ei ole.
Which crisscross that country.
Lähed risti-rästi maast läbi.
Working with the believers.
Töötades usklikutega.
Working in the communities.
Töötades seal ühiskonnas
doing the work of the kingdom
tehes kuningriigi tööd
in the church and out of the church
koguduses ja kogudusest väljaspool
and people are being saved
ja inimesed saavad päästetud ja tunnevad jumalat
there is something that is burning in my heart for Estonia
ja on midagi mis põleb minu südames Eesti jaoks
there is a rising of the spirit of God
on jumala vaimu tõusmine
I believe that this day that you live in
et see päev milles sina elad
In the life of the Pentecostal church
ja
in Estonia,
pühi kiriku elus Eestimaal.
You are at a crossroads.
Te olete ühel ristteel.
And whether you recognize it's a crossroad or not, I do not know.
Ja
but you are at a crossroad.
Mõistate seda, et olete ristteel või mitte.
There are some decisions that are going to be made over the next few months.
On mõningad otsused, mis tuleb teha järgnevate kuude
that
jooksul.
Are going to determine the outcome.
Mis määravad tulemuse.
Of this fellowship for many,
Selle
many
kiriku jaoks
years.
Paljudeks, paljudeks aastateks.
Decades.
Aastakümneteks.
And this is a serious crossroad.
Ja see on väga tähtis ristmik.
For I see on one direction that you will go.
Siis ma näen ühes suunas, milles te lähete.
It's going to be a road of hardship.
Seal on raskused.
It's going to be a difficult road.
See on raske teekond.
But there's going to be a lot of fruit.
Aga on palju vilja.
There's going to be an easier road.
Samuti on olemas kergem tee.
But virtually no fruit.
Aga sellel ei ole vilja.
There is a road in front of you that is going to require extreme faith.
Seal on üks teekond teie ees, mis nõuab äärmuslikku usku.
And I want to be careful how I say this.
Ja ma tahan öelda seda väga hoolikalt.
I have not been here for many years.
Ma ei ole käinud siin palju aastaid.
I know I am a guest here.
Ma tean, ma olen külaline siin.
And I want you all to like me.
Ja ma tahan, et ma kõigile teile meeldiksin.
But I'm going to say this anyway.
Aga ma ütlen seda ikkagi.
God wants to call you back.
Jumal tahab kutsuda sind tagasi.
To the faith of a former day.
Varajaste päevade usu juurde.
To the passion of a former day.
Varajaste päevade kirglikus.
To the risk of a former day.
Juurde, mis oli noil päevadel.
And the decisions that you make over these next few months.
Ja otsused, mis sa teed järgnevate kuude jooksul.
If you take the road that God has chosen.
Kui sa võtad selle tee, mis Jumal on sulle valinud.
And where the fruit is.
Ja seal, kus viljakus asetseb.
It's going to require risk.
See nõuab riski.
And faith.
Ja usku.
And you're going to look and say, it's impossible.
Ja sa võibolla vaatad, ütled, see on võimatu.
But God will be in the impossibility.
Aga Jumal on võimatud asjad.
You will say we can't afford it.
Sa ütled, ma ei saa seda lubada rahaliselt.
We don't have the people.
Meil pole inimjõudu.
We don't have the resources.
Meil pole ressursse.
But God has the resources.
Aga Jumalal on need varus, see varustus
God
olemas.
God has the people.
Jumalal on rahvas olemas.
And God has the finances.
Ja Jumalal on rahad olemas.
The Lord is going to call you to a road
Isand kutsub sind tee
juurde. In which you give up your ease.
Kus sa pead loobuma oma kergest.
And your comfort.
Ja mugavusest.
And your prestige.
Ja prestiisist.
That's going to be the toughest one.
See saab olema kõige karmim nendest.
When Estonia Pentecostal churches were formed.
Kui Eestimaal nelipühi kogudused said alguse.
You had very little prestige.
Teil oli väga vähe prestiigi.
Some of you remember those days.
Mõned teist mäletavad neid päevi.
You didn't care.
Sa ei hoolind, et seda pund.
Because people were being saved.
Sest inimesed said päästetud.
And people were being healed.
Inimesed said terveks.
And churches were being planted.
Kogudused rajati.
And the road that you would choose that is a road of risk.
Ja see teekond, kui sa valid selle, mis on riski teekond.
We remember will not be in your vocabulary.
Me mäletame, see ei ole enam sinu sõnavaras.
You will not be thinking about what used to be.
Sa ei mõtle enam sellele, mis kunagi oli.
Because you will be experiencing so many new things.
Sest sa koged nii palju uusi asju.
That you will not be speaking of what is just a memory.
Et sa ei räägi enam sellest, mis on üksnes mälestus.
It will be a present reality.
Sest see on reaalne kohalolu nüüd.
But this is going to be costly.
Aga see läheb midagi maksma.
And I want to preach to that tonight.
Ja sellest ma tahan kuulutada täna õhtul.
There are more things that I want to prophesy.
On enam veel, mida ma tahan profeteerida.
But I want to give it in the timing that God has.
Aga ma tahan need ülejäänud profetlikud sõnumid anda edasi Jumala õigel ajal.
Look at Psalm 104 with me.
Vaatame koos Piiblis laulu 104.
Psalm 104.
Laul 104.
I want to talk to you about God for a little while.
Ma tahan rääkida sulle Jumalast üheks hetkeks.
I want you to look at some scriptures about God.
Ma tahan vaadata kirjakohti sellest.
Psalm 104 verse 1.
Laul 104 ja salm 1.
Let all that I am praise the Lord.
Kiida mu hing Jehovat.
O Lord my God, how great you are.
Jehova mu Jumal, sina oled üpris suur.
You are robed with honor and majesty.
Austuse ja iluga oled sa ennast riietanud.
What was the word for majesty in the English that you told me?
Beauty.
That? Beauty. Honor and beauty?
Yes, sir.
You are robed with honor and beauty and majesty.
Eesti keeles piiblis austuse iluga, inglise keeles austuse ja majesteetlikkusega oled sa ennast riietanud.
God does not have a robe of honor.
Jumalal on austuse rüü.
He is honor.
Tal ei ole aust rüü, ta on austus.
He is robed with it because it is who he is.
Ta on riietatud sellega, kuna see on, kes ta on.
He does not have a robe of beauty.
Tal ei ole lihtsalt ilu rüüd.
He is beauty.
Ta on ilus.
He does not
ta
have
on
a
ilu.
He does not have a robe of majesty.
Tal ei ole lihtsalt majesteetlikkuse rüüd.
He is majesty.
Ta on majesteetlikkus.
So he's clothed with it because that's his very essence.
Ta on riietunud sellega sellepärast, et see on, kes ta on.
This is a really big God.
See on tõesti suur Jumal.
Really big God.
Väga suur Jumal.
Look at what it says then.
Vaata, mis ütleb siin edasi.
You are dressed in a robe of light.
Sa tõmbad, sa riietad ennast valgusega.
Wow.
Nagu rüüga.
Wow. You are dressed in a robe of light.
Sa oled riietanud ennast valguse rüüga.
God does not wear light.
Jumal ei kanna valgust.
He is light.
Ta on valgus.
Picture this.
Vaata või näe seda.
Honor.
Au.
Majesty.
Majesteetlikus.
Beauty.
Ilu.
Light.
Valgus.
Is God.
Ta on Jumal.
He's really, really big God.
Ta on tõesti, tõesti suur Jumal.
This is the God we call God.
See on see Jumal, keda me kutsume Jumalaks.
This is the God we say, yes, Lord, I will serve you.
See on see Jumal, kelle me ütleme, jah, issand, ma teenin sind.
He is light.
Ta on valgus.
He is beauty.
Ta on ilu.
He is majesty.
Ta on majesteetlikus.
He is honor.
Ta on austus.
God does not have love.
Jumalal ei ole armastust.
He is love.
Ta on armastus.
He does not have power.
Tal ei ole väge.
He is power.
Ta ise on vägi.
Wow.
Mõtle selle peale.
He will never run out.
Ja ta kunagi ei saa otsa see vägi.
Because he is it.
Sest ta ise on see.
This is a really, really big God.
See on tõesti suur Jumal, kellest me räägime siin.
Now look at this.
Nüüd vaat selle peale.
Verse 2.
Teine salm.
You stretch out the starry curtain of the heavens.
Sa tõmbad taevad laiali nagu kardinat. English keeles.
Yeah. In English keeles.
In English.
Si. Sí. That's Espanol.
Da.
That's Espanol is si.
Hispaania keeles on jaan si.
In another translation in the English Bible it says you stretch out the heavens like a curtain.
Ja üks teine tõlge ütlebki inglise keeles, et sa tõmbad taevad laiali nagu kardina.
Wow. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain.
Sa tõmbad taevad laiali nagu kardina. Can you imagine this? Kas sa suudas seda ette kujutada?
My mother-in-law.
Minu äm.
is not like some mothers-in-law.
Ei ole mitte nii nagu mõned ämmad.
She's a very sweet lady.
Ta on väga meeldiv naisterahvas.
Like all the mothers-in-law in this room.
Nii nagu...
Like all the mothers-in-law in this room are all sweet ladies. In this room.
Oh, in this room. Nii nagu kõik ämmad on meeldivad inimesed ka siin ruumis.
Yeah. My mother-in-law is 85 years old.
Minu ämm on 85 aastane.
And she is French.
Ta on prantslanna. Prantslanna.
She has a very strong accent.
Tal on väga tugev aksent.
And my wife is French and her mother tongue is French.
Minu abikaasa on samuti prantslanna, tema siis emakeel on prantsuse keel.
My mother-in-law had 13 children.
Minu ämmal oli 13 last.
And she had 5 miscarriages. She lost 5 babies.
Ja viis surid.
So she said she did not know what it was like not to be pregnant for 18 years.
Nii et ta ütles, ta ei teanud, mis tähendab olla mitterase 18 aastat järjest.
And of course, back then she was Roman Catholic.
Ja muidugi sel ajal oli Rooma katoliiklane.
And she said, I wish I would have known about that pill.
Ta ütles, ma oleks pidanud teama sellest nagu ravimist.
Because I would have been on it, I don't care what the Pope would have said.
Rasedus vastasest vahendist, sest ma oleks seda kasutanud hoolimata sellest, mida paast ütles.
My mother-in-law, after bearing all those children and living in the kind of hardship that she did.
Ja minu ämm pärast seda, kui ta oli matnud need lapsed ja minnes läbi nendest raskustest, millest ta läbi läks.
Is now a very frail lady.
On nüüd väga selline habras naisterahvas.
She used to be about 5 feet tall.
Ta oli kuskil nii meeter 55.
5 feet, yeah. See. Now she's about 4 foot 6.
Nüüd on meeter 30.
And she has curvature of the spine.
Tal on selgroog paindunud.
She has a hump on her back.
Küür on seljas.
When I go to pat my mother-in-law, I pat her on the hump.
Kui ma nagu patsutan teda selja peale, siis ma patsutan küüru.
Her head sits up and then her spine is like this.
Pea on niimoodi küll otse, aga siis tuleb küür.
And she's shrinking.
Ja ta on nagu kahanemas.
But my mother-in-law has a task that she does every night.
Aga minu ämmal on üks ülesanne, mida ta teeb igal õhtul.
We can all be sitting around in the living room at Christmas time.
Me võime kõik istuda elutoas, näiteks jõuludajal.
And there's strong men in the room.
Tugevad mehed on toas.
Not as strong as me, but there's a few others that are close.
Mitte nii tugevad kui mina, aga mõned on üsna lähedal sellele, mis mina olen.
But when it gets dark outside.
Ja kui väljas läheb juba pimedaks.
My frail mother-in-law.
Minu habras ämm.
She gets up.
Tõuseb püsti.
She goes over to the curtains.
Läheb kardinate juurde.
She closes the curtains.
Ja tõmbab kardinat akendele ette.
In her frailty.
Oma hapruses.
She still has the strength.
Tal ikka on tugevust.
To close the curtain.
Tõmmata kardinad ette.
She stretches them out.
Ta tõmbab need ette või laiali.
God.
Jumal.
Stretches out the heavens.
Tõmbab laiali taevad.
Like a curtain.
Nagu kardina.
Holy smoke.
Püha sõits.
I was waiting for that. That's a really big God.
See on tõesti suur Jumal.
He stretches out the heavens like a curtain.
Tõmbab laiali taevad nagu kardina.
Wow.
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 I'm speechless.
Ma olen sõnatu.
This is a really big God.
See on tõesti suur Jumal.
Really big God.
Tõesti suur Jumal.
This is a big God.
See on suur Jumal.
This is really big.
See on tõesti suur Jumal.
This is really, really big God.
See on tõesti, tõesti suur Jumal.
Really big.
Tõesti suur Jumal.
It's really, really, really big.
Me räägime tõesti, tõesti suurest Jumalast.
Really big.
Tõesti suur.
Wow.
Wow.
Really big.
Tõesti suur.
And we say, Lord, I'll serve you.
Me ütleme, et isand, ma teenin sind.
Yeah, but this picture gets even better.
Aga see pilt läheb veel paremaks.
You lay out the rafters of your home like a rain cloud. Just read it like it is.
Sa võlvid oma ülemad toad vete peale.
I haven't got a clue what that means.
Sul pole aru saamist, mida ta siin ütleb.
So I'm going to move on to the next line.
Nii et ma lähen järgmise rea juurde.
If you know what it means, you can come talk to me.
Kus ei saru, siis tule räägi minuga pärast.
When I have a lot of hours.
Kui mul on rohkem aega.
Look at this next line.
Aga vaata selle järgmise salmi peale.
You make the clouds your chariot.
Sa teed paksud pilved oma tõllaks.
Holy smoke!
Püha suits!
He rides clouds!
Ta sõidab pilvede peal. Nagu tõllas.
This is a really, really big God.
See on suur, suur Jumal.
He rides clouds.
Sõidab pilvede peal.
And look at the next line.
Ja vaata järgmist salmi.
He walks on the wings of the wind.
Või rida, ta oma teenijaks tuleleegid.
This God.
Või ta sammud tuuletiibadel, vabandust.
This God is out of control.
Jumal on täiesti kontrolli alt väljas.
One time I got so excited about that, I said he's psychotic.
Et ta oleks nagu hullumeelne.
And I got in a lot of trouble.
Kui ma seda nii ütleks, siis et Jumal on hullumeelne, siis ma oleksin hädas vist teie juures siin.
But think about this.
Aga mõtle selle peale.
He's out of control.
Tal ei ole kontrolli.
As we understand control.
Nii nagu meie kontrollist aru saame.
He doesn't have it.
Jumal ei ole kontrolli all.
He's out of control.
Ta on kontrollist väljas.
He's like that.
Ta on nagu see seal.
Wow!
Wow!
Ago.
You lead an organization. Sul on vaja organisatsiooni.
Of individuals.
Inimestest.
That say they want to serve that.
Kes ütlevad, ma tahan teenida seda seal.
How do you put that in straight lines?
Kuidas sa selle paned sirge joone järgi paika?
How do you find a budget for that?
Kuidas sa eelarve selle jaoks koostad, ütle mulle.
Oh, how do you find what is logical?
Kuidas sa leiad, mis on loogiline?
Oh, I hear people say all the time.
Ma kuulen, kuidas inimesed ütlevad kogu aeg.
Oh, can we know? We're supposed to have faith.
Oh, meil peaks olema ken, meil peaks usk olema.
But we have to be realistic.
Aga me peaksime olema ka realistid.
He rides clouds like his chariot.
Ta sõidab pilvede peal nagu tõllas.
He walks on the wings of the wind.
Ja siis tuuletiibadel.
This God is out of control.
See Jumal on kontrolli alt väljas.
And some people say, don't put God in a box.
Ja mõned inimesed ütlevad, ära pane Jumalat kasti.
He doesn't fit in a box.
Ta ei mahu ühtegi kasti.
He does not fit in a box.
Jumal ei mahu ühtegi kasti.
We're the ones in a box.
Meie oleme kastis.
And God's riding clouds.
Aga Jumal sõidab pilvedega.
He's walking on the wings of the wind.
Ta käib tuuletiibadel.
And what happens is,
ja mis juhtub on
while
see,
God's riding his cloud,
samal ajal kui Jumal sõidab seal pilve peal,
he rides up to our box.
Ta jõuab meie kasti juurde.
And he gets off his cloud.
Tuleb oma pilve pealt maha.
And he walks over to our box.
Tuleb meie kasti juurde.
Just wait, I have to describe him a little more.
Ma pean natuke kirjeldama, juhul tootuks hetk.
Not only is he all these things.
Mitte ta ei ole ainult kõik need asjad.
But I read in my Bible that he's got feathers.
Aga ma loen piiblist, oma piiblist, et tal on suled.
I read some things I can't repeat here.
Ma loen mõningid asju, mida ma ei hakka siin täna kordama.
Because you get mad at me.
Siis muidu saab pahaseks mu peale.
And then I read.
Ja siis ma loen.
That he's got woolly white hair.
Et tal on valged juuksed.
And he's got eyes of flaming fire.
Ja silmad on nagu põlev tuli.
And he rides up to my
ja
box.
Siis ta sõidab seal minu kasti juurde.
And he gets off his cloud.
Ja tuleb oma pilve pealt maha.
And he walks over to my box.
Tuleb minu kasti juurde.
And he sticks that big white woolly head of hair in my box.
Ja paneb oma valgete juustega pea minu kasti sisse.
And he says.
Ja ütleb.
Would you like to come out to play?
Kas sa tahaks tulla välja mängima?
He did that to us in the sauna.
Ta tegi meiega seda seal saunas.
He did that in when we were in your church, Nick.
Ta tegi seda, kui me olime sinu koguduses, Nick.
One time I was preaching in Nick's church.
Üksel ma kuulutsen Nicki koguduses.
I went through four translators.
Neli tõlki käis mul sealt läbi.
Because they all ended up like the people in the sauna.
Sest kõik nad lõpetasid nagu need inimesed, kes saunas olid.
And I didn't think it was logical.
Ja ma mõtlesin, see on ebaloogiline.
Because I wanted to preach.
Sest mina tahtsin jutlustada.
So I stick my, I get up out of my box.
Nii et ma tõusen oma kastist välja.
And I look around.
Vaatan ringi.
And God is walking back over to the cloud.
Ja Jumal läheb tagasi oma pilve juurde.
He asked me if I would come out to play.
Ta küsis mu käes, kas ma tuleksin välja mängima.
The first time I heard God ride up.
Esimene kord, kui ma kuulsin, et Jumal sõidab sinna lähedale.
The first time he stuck his head in my box.
Ja esimest korda, kui ta pani oma pea minu kasti.
I became a believer.
Minu sai uslik.
Do you remember that time?
Kas sa mäletad seda päeva?
Maybe you're sitting here tonight and you've heard God, he's riding up.
Sa võibolla istud täna siin ja sa kuuled, oled kuulnud, kuidas Jumal sõidab sinu juurde.
You're not sure if you want to give your life to Jesus or not.
Sa võibolla ei ole päris kindel, kas sa tahad anda oma elu Jeesusele
või mitte. But you're thinking about it.
Aga sa mõtled selle peale.
He stuck his head in your box.
Ta pani oma pea sinu kasti sisse.
And he's saying, will you come out to play?
Ja küsib sinu käes, kas sa tuleks välja mängima.
And you're going, I'm not sure.
Ma ei ole kindel.
And that's what I'm doing.
Ja see, mida mina teen.
He says, come out to play.
Tõrst tule välja mängima.
And I get out of the box.
Ja ma tulen kastist välja.
God's walking over to his cloud.
Jumal läheb oma pilve juurde.
And I stop and I look.
Ma peatun, ma vaatan.
And I say.
Ja ma ütlen.
He says, come on, get on the cloud.
Tema ütles, tule pilve peale.
And I look and I go, on that?
Ma ütlen, selle peale või?
You want me to ride that?
Sa tahad, et ma sõidaksin sellega.
That doesn't make any sense.
See on arusaamatu.
It doesn't have any logic.
Mingit loogikat pole selles.
It's not rational.
See ei ole ratsionaalne.
Because God, I want you to know something.
Sest Jumal, ma tahan, et sa teaksid midagi.
I know something about clouds.
Ma tean midagi pilvedest.
And I know that cloud is not as dense as it looks.
Ja ma tean, et pilv ei ole nii tihe, nagu see tundub, et on.
And I am.
Ja mina olen tihe.
If I get on that cloud,
kui ma astun selle pilve peale,
there's only one thing that'll keep me up.
On ainult üks asi, mis mind üleval hoiab.
And it's you.
Ja see oled sina.
But I'm not sure I can trust you, God.
Aga ma ei ole päris kindel, kas ma saan siin nii palju usaldada.
Because he looks like that.
Sest ta näeb välja nagu seesel.
Have you ever experienced?
Oled sa kunagi kogenud?
God speaking to you.
Kuidas Jumal sinuga räägib?
And honest, if you would be very honest now.
Ja sa oled väga aus.
You say, God, I don't know if I can trust you.
Sa ütled, Jumal, ma ei tea, kas ma suudan seda sind usaldada selles.
Because you let me down before.
Sest sa oled mind varem alt vedanud.
No. He's let me down.
Ta on lastnud mind nagu alla. Või lastnud mind käest.
Let's be really honest.
Oleme ausad.
Now we know something.
Me teame midagi.
He didn't really let me down.
Ta tõeliselt ei lastnud minust lahti.
He didn't meet my expectation.
Ta lihtsalt ei täitnud minu ootust.
But that's still my reality.
Aga see on minu reaalsus, kus ma elan.
And so I say.
Nii et ma ütlen selle najal.
I need to be logical.
Ma vajan olla loogiline.
It's okay to have faith.
Tore on, et usku on.
But let's be realistic.
Aga oleme ka realistid.
But this time I say, okay, God.
Aga sel korral ma ütlen, hea küll Jumal.
I'll get on the cloud.
Ma hüppan pilve peale.
And I get on the cloud.
Ja ma astun pilvele.
And God goes.
Ja Jumal ütleb,
ho Vixen, ho Rudolph, ho. Oh no, that's a different guy. That's the name of the reindeer, Santa's reindeer.
Okay.
Can you do it? You know, I should have.
I
tried to tell a joke in English. It doesn't work.
Ma proovisin ühe ingliskese nalja teha, aga siin ei saada sellest aru ühesõnaga.
So I get on the cloud and God
ja Jumal
takes off.
Paneb leekima.
And we're moving at light speed.
Ja me liigume valguse kiirusel.
And we're doing that.
Ja me teeme seda.
And here's what I do.
Ja see, mida mina teen.
Has anybody ever done that?
Kas keegi on niimoodi teinud?
One of my favorite comics I've ever seen, cartoons on a paper.
Üks selline kõige vägevamates koomiksetes, mis mul on paberi peal näinud.
In one frame it shows a frog on a lily pad, on a leaf.
Ühes esimeses pildis on konn, mis on ühe lehe peal.
And it shows a fly in the distance, a little fly.
Näitab seal kärves, kes tuleb eemalt.
Here comes my food.
Siin tuleb minu toit, ütleb konn.
And then the next frame shows the fly closer.
Järgmises raamis on juba konn, või tähendab, kärbes on lähemal konnale.
And the frog's got his tongue starting to hang out.
Ja konnal hakkab keel välja minema suust.
And the next frame, the fly is getting really close.
Järgmises pildis on
the
juba...
The frog's fly is, or tongue is way out.
Kärbes on juba üsna lähedal ja konna keel on juba väga palju väljas.
And then the last frame...
Ja siis viimases pildis...
Shows a big jet with the frog with his tongue stuck to the bottom of the jet.
Näitab, üks suur lennuk läheb ja konn on seal keele pidi kinni lennuki küljes.
That's what happened to me.
See juhtus,
when I got on the cloud.
See juhtus minuga, kui ma pilve peale astusin.
I didn't know what I signed up for.
Ma ei tean, millele ma allkirja panin, kui ma sinna nõustusin asjaga.
When you said you will be a leader in the church.
Kui sa, excuse me.
When you said you'd be a leader in the church.
Kui sa ütlesid, et sa tahad olla juht koguduses.
And you would be a leader in the kingdom of God.
Et sa tahad olla juht Jumala kuningriigis.
You had no idea what you signed up
for. Sul polnud mingit arusaamist, millele sa alla kirjutasid.
Yes, Lord.
Ja, issand.
And there's two predominant emotions.
Ja on kaks peamist emotsiooni.
When you ride clouds with God.
Kui sa sõidad Jumalaga pilve peal.
Exhilaration.
See on kiirendus.
And terror.
Ja siis irm.
And both happen at the same time.
Põnevus kiirendusest ja hirm ja mõlemad juhtuvad samal ajal.
Yeah. And both happen at the same time.
Mõlemad leivad asjad samal hetkel.
It's fun.
Lahe, ühel pool.
But it's terrorizing.
Teiselt poolt on see hirmuäratav.
Don't let anybody tell you that if you've really got faith that you won't be afraid.
Ära ütle mulle, et keegi ütleb sulle, et kui sul on tõesti usku, siis sa iial ei karda.
If you don't have some fear, you're stupid.
Kui sul ei ole natukene hirmu, siis sa oled rumal.
Or brain dead.
Või midagi on juhtunud su ajuga.
That's why we say no.
Sellepärast me ütleme ei.
And a little bit of fear is healthy.
Ja pisut hirmu on tervislik.
Too much fear.
Liiga palju hirmu.
Makes us get back in the box.
Paneb meid sinna kasti tagasi minema.
And we become disobedient.
Ja siis me muutume sõnakuulmatuks.
And bored.
Igavaks.
No terror.
Hirmu küll pole.
But no exhilaration either.
Aga on igav ja pole ka põnevus selles kiirevusest.
Just like this.
Lihtsalt nii.
That's what a heart monitor is.
See on nagu
just
see
like a heart monitor.
Südame näitaja.
If the heart monitor
südame monitor.
Yeah, if the heart monitor is doing this.
Kui südame monitor nii näitab.
It's not good.
See ei ole väga hea.
Are you understanding where I'm going here?
Kas sa saad aru, millest ma räägin? Kuhu suunas ma liigun?
When we go for a ride with God,
kui me läheme sõitma Jumalaga.
It requires faith.
See nõuab usku.
It's called faith when
seda
we ride with God.
Nimetatakse usuks.
But it also says he walks on the wings of the wind.
Aga samuti öeldakse seal, et ta kõnnib tuule tiibadel.
So while we're riding the clouds,
nii et kui samal ajal me sõidame pilvede peal,
God does something else.
Jumal teeb midagi veel.
He calls to the four winds.
Ta kutsub need neli tuult.
He says, to the wind of rejection blow.
Hülgamise tuulele puhu.
Let the wind of fear blow.
Hirmu tuul puhu.
Let the wind of no finances blow.
Ilma finantsita see tuul mine puhu.
I said, but God, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
So that Jumala, ma ei oleks arvanud, kes sa kõik näeb nii välja.
I'm struggling with fear.
Ma võitlen hirmuga.
I'm struggling with no money.
Ma heitlen sellega, et raha ei ole.
I'm struggling with rejection.
Hülgamisega tegelen
seda. I don't want anybody to think I blew this.
Ma ei taha, et keegi teaks, et ma selles asjas ebaõnnestusin.
And God says, let the winds blow.
Jumal ütleb, las need tuuled puhuvad ära.
The apostles knew that.
Apostlid teadsid seda.
They said, I consider it pure joy whenever I face a trial of any kind.
Apostel Paulus ütles, ma loen seda rõõmuks ükskõik millist väljakutset ma elus kohtan.
We think if we're in a trial,
me mõtleme, et kui me oleme katsumusajas,
we must not have the blessing of God.
Ilmselt meil ei ole Jumala õnnistust meie peal.
And I hear people say,
ja ma kuulen, kuidas inimesed ütlevad,
well, if you're in the will of God,
tead, kui sa oled Jumala tahtes,
it'll come easy.
Siis asjad lähevad kergelt.
Everything will just flow
kõik
along.
Lihtsalt läheb.
It's that.
See on see.
So God says, let the winds blow.
Nii et Jumal ütleb, las tuuled puhuvad.
Many people want off the cloud then.
Paljud inimesed tahaksid sellel hetkel pilve pealt maha astuda.
And they go back to their box.
Minna tagas oma kasti.
Or they build a new box.
Või ehitada uus kast.
Because we like everything to be predictable.
Sest meile meelib, kui kõik on ennustatav.
It's our human nature.
See meie inimloomus.
We like everything to be secure.
Meile meelib turvatunne.
And I can predict one thing for you if you're on a cloud.
Öelda sulle ühte asja selle pilve suhtes.
It's going to be like that.
Pilve peal lennates on elu just selline.
And so many people say,
nii et paljud inimesed ütlevad,
I don't want the cloud.
Ma ei taha pilve peal olla.
I've done that.
Olen proovinud seda.
I've been in a box a couple of times.
Nüüd mina olen olnud kastis paar korda.
We have to remember when we're riding the winds or riding the chariot with God.
Me peame meeles pidama, kui me sõidame selle tuule peal või sõidame Jumala tõllas.
And we're experiencing the winds.
Ja kogeme neid tuuli.
That we're riding with God.
Et me sõidame Jumalaga.
And I've decided I would rather risk everything and fail.
Ja mina olen otsustanud, et ma riskin kõigega ja või sellise võimalusega, et ma võin ebaõnnestuda.
Then risk nothing and succeed.
Kui võrreldes sellega ma ei riski üldse ja siis saan edu.
Some of you know that 3 years ago I had heart surgery.
Mõned teist teavad, 3 aastat tagasi mul oli südameoperatsioon.
And I'm actually, I have a bad heart.
Mul on halvas konditsioonis süda.
I live with angina pain.
Mul on angiini valud.
I have it now.
Mul on ka praegu.
When I had the open heart surgery,
ja kui mul tehti siis avatud südame operatsioon,
the day after the surgery, my surgeon came into my hospital room.
Päev pärast operatsiooni minu kirurg tuli minu palatisse.
And she said to me, you scared us really bad yesterday.
Ta ütles, eile sa ajasid meile hirmu nahka.
I said, what happened?
Ma ütlesin, mis juhtus?
I said, you scared me. I was in such, or I said, I scared you, you scared me. I was in such terrible pain.
Ta ütles, sa hirmutasid mind, ma hirmutasin sind, sest et ma olin niukses suures valus.
She said,
ja naine ütles,
after I split your chest open and I put my saw down,
pärast, kui ma olin sinu rinna lahti lõikanud ja panin sae maha, või noh, laua peale.
Something wrong with chest and saw. They shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Ja ma mõtlen, et nagu rind ja saag, nagu ühes lauses kõlab huvitavalt.
And she said, it usually takes 5 minutes from the time I put my saw down to get a patient hooked up to the heart-lung machine.
Ta ütleb, tavas läheb 5 minutit aega pärast seda, kui ma olen rinna lahti saaginud, panen selle sae maha ja siis ühendan ta sinna südame ja kopsu aparaadi külge selle patsiendi.
She said, but with you, as soon as I put my saw down, your heart stopped.
Aga ütles, sinuga oli lugu nõnda, et nii pea kui ma panin selle sae sinna lauale, sinu süda peatus.
And you died on the table.
Ja sa surid seal laual.
And she said, we had to do CPR.
Me pidime elustama sind.
On you until we could get you hooked up to the machine.
Ja hoidma sind nii öelda ülal, kuni me saime sind ühendada masinaga.
And after she left my room,
pärast seda, kui ta mu ruumist lahkus,
I wept.
Ma nutsin.
Because I became very aware that not only was I given life,
ma mõtlesin, et mitte ainult ei olnud mulle kingitud uuest elu,
but I was given a life.
Aga mulle anti üks elu.
My life.
Minu elu.
Born at this time.
Sündides siia selleks ajaks.
At this point in history.
Sellel ajalopunktil.
In my geographical location.
Minu geograafilisse asukohta.
In my family background.
Minu perekonna tagapõhjaga.
I was given a life.
Mulle anti üks elu.
It was almost over.
See oli peaaegu lõppend.
And I said, God.
Ma ütlesin, Jumal.
Help me to live out my days.
Aita mul elada oma elu.
Fulfilling what you have for me.
Üleendelu täites seda, mis sul on minu jaoks.
Not just so others would look and say he did a good job.
Mitte ainult selleks, et teised vaataks, ütleks, sa tegid hästi.
But Lord, I want to accomplish what you want me to accomplish.
Aga issand, ma tahan täita seda, mida sina tahad, et ma täidaksin.
And I guarantee.
Ja ma garanteerin sulle.
That's going to require risk.
See, selle tegemine nõuab riski.
You cannot walk with God.
Sa ei saa kõndida Jumalaga.
Without things being out of control.
Ilma sellet, et asjad lähevad sinu kontrolli alt välja.
We have to see the big picture.
Me peame nägema suurt pilti.
You see, God's not psychotic.
Jumal ei ole mitte hullumeelne.
And he's not out of control.
Ta ei ole tegelikult kontrollist väljas.
Everybody hear me say that.
Kõik kuulete, ma ütlen seda, eks ole.
Then you won't be mad at me.
Siis sa ei pahandu minu peale.
Please hear me say.
Kuula, et ma ütlen seda.
He's not psychotic.
Ta ei ole hullumeelne.
He's not out of control.
Ta ei ole kontrolli alt väljas.
Because he sees the big picture.
Aga tema näeb suurt pilti.
We see the little picture.
Meie näeme väikest osa.
And it feels like everything is out of control.
Ja kõik tundub nagu on kontrolli alt väljas.
God sent a flood to this earth.
Jumal saatis uputuse siia maa peale.
He drowned everybody.
Uputas kõik ära.
Except for 8 people.
Välja arvatud 8 inimest.
The big picture.
Suur pilt.
Ask Moses and Aaron about the big picture.
Küsi Moosese ja Aaroni käes selle suure pildi kohta.
When they went to Pharaoh the first time.
Kui nad läksid Faaro juurde esimest korda.
And remember, they had to then, because they went to Pharaoh, then they had to make bricks without straw after that.
Ja mäletad, pärast seda nad pidid tegema telliskive ilma selleta, et neile anti õlgi.
Ask them about the big picture.
Küsi nende käest suure pildi kohta.
I wonder how that budget meeting went.
Ma imestan selle üle, kuidas pärast see eelarve koosolek läks neil.
No straw.
Õlgi ei saa.
Who did this to us?
Kes korraldas selle, et ma õlgi ei saanud?
Ask Joseph in prison.
Küsi Joosepi käest, kes oli vangis.
Ask him about the big picture.
Küsi tema käest suure pildi kohta.
Ask Joshua.
Küsi Joosu käest.
After God gave him the battle strategy for Jericho.
Pärast seda, kui Jumal oli annud talle lahingu plaani Jeriko ära võtmiseks.
Are you nuts?
Hull oled või?
Can you imagine Joshua going back to his top commanders?
Kas sa võid ette kujutada, kuidas Joosua pidi tagasi minema oma kindralite juurde? Sõjaväes, sõjaarmis.
The Lord stood before me.
Isand seisis minu ees.
As commander of his army.
Kui selle armee juht.
And he gave me the battle plan.
Ja andis mulle lahingu plaani.
Can you imagine?
Kujutad ette?
What the commanders would have thought?
Mida need komandörid seal mõtlesid?
Oh, come on, Joshua. We got to be realistic.
Joshua, ole nüüd realist.
We think the battle strategy started with marching around Jericho.
Me arvame, et see lahingu plaan algas pihta selle marssimise ümber Jericho.
But it didn't.
Aga see on mitte nii.
It started
pihta
with a knife and about 5,000 men. I mean, 500,000 men.
With a knife.
A knife and 500,000 men.
Noa ja 500,000 mehega.
Joshua chapter 4.
Joosa raamatus 4. peatükk.
Children of Israel have been wandering in Israel or in the desert.
Iisraeli rahvas oli rännanud kõrbes.
And none of them had been circumcised.
Ja ükski nendest polnud ümber lõigatud.
God says, I have a plan.
Jumal ütles, mul on plaan.
How's that for this not seeing the big picture?
Kuidas see sobib sellesse, et sa ei näe tervet suurt pilti?
Just ask the disciples.
Küsi jüngrite käest.
On the day of the crucifixion.
Risti löömise päeval.
And then just ask the disciples again.
Ja siis küsi jüngrite käest uuesti.
After Jesus said, it is finished.
Pärast seda, kui Jeesus ütles, see on lõpetatud.
And died.
Ja suri.
Ask them about the big picture.
Küsi nende käest, mida nad arvasid suurest pildist.
They were hiding.
Nad olid peidus.
Then.
Ja siis.
Ask the devil.
Küsi kurade käest.
With Jesus standing in front of him.
Jeesus seistas tema ees.
Demanding the devil to give him the keys of hell and death.
Käskides kuradil anda talle põrgu valla võtmed.
Ask the devil about the big picture.
Küsi kurade käest selle suure pildi kohta.
He thought he had a victory.
Tema arvas, tal oli võit käes.
But in that victory,
aga selles võidus,
the small picture victory,
selles tema väikeses pildis,
he lost everything.
Tegelikult ta kaotas kõik.
He lost everything.
Ta kaotas kõik.
Because God had a big picture.
Sest Jumalal oli suur pilt.
And I'm telling you,
ja ma ütlen sulle,
when we ride clouds with God,
kui me sõidame pilvede peal koos Jumalaga,
there is a big picture.
On üks suur pilt, mida sa näed.
There is a big picture.
Seal on suur pilt.
And you have been given the privilege.
Ja sulle on antud privileeg.
Of riding clouds with God.
Sõita koos Jumalaga.
I remember being in Estonia back in 89 to 92.
Ma mäletan Eestis, kui ma olin 89. aastal.
And I talk only as a visitor. I only came one time a year.
Ja ma tulin korra aastas kui külaline siia, külaliskõneleja.
But I'm telling it from my eyes. There were people who lived here.
Oma nägemusest. Teie elasite siin.
And I don't pretend to see it from their eyes.
Ja ma ei püüagi väljendada ennast nende silmade läbi, kes siin elavad.
But I tell you the story as I saw some.
Aga ma räägin selle lugu nii, nagu mina nägin seda.
I remember believing God for people to come to Jesus.
Ma mäletan seda, kuidas me uskusime, et inimesed tuleks Jeesuse juurde.
We had little, there weren't many resources.
Meil ei olnud palju, vähe ressursse.
But there was a high level of faith.
Aga kõrge usk oli meil.
We believed God for growth and expansion.
Me uskusime Jumalat kasvu ja laienemist.
That's why Mart and Alta moved here.
Sellepärast Märt ja Alta siia tulidki.
Because they were believing God for Estonia to be saved.
Sest nad uskusid Jumalat, et Eesti saab päästetud.
I remember there was nothing.
Ma mäletan, et polnud midagi.
But there was a vision.
Aga oli visioon.
And there was faith.
Ja oli usk.
And there was a trust in God.
Ja oli usandus Jumalasse.
And nothing would be here today if it wasn't for a few people.
Ja midagi ei oleks täna siin, kui poleks olnud neid väheseid inimesi.
That moved here.
Kes tulid siia.
That believed God could make something out of nothing.
Kes uskusid, et Jumal võib teha midagi mitte milleski.
People sacrificed their lives.
Inimesed ohverdasid oma elu.
Their families.
Oma perekonnad.
Their finances.
Oma finantsid.
They gave up everything to come and watch God do a great work.
Et näha, et kuidas Jumal teeb ühte suurt tööd.
To build something out of nothing.
Ehitada midagi mitte milleski.
And say, God, we will trust you.
Öeldes, Jumal, me usaldame sind.
This church would not be here.
See kogudus ei oleks siin.
If there had not been people who risked everything.
Kui poleks olnud inimesi, kes riskisid kõigega.
The church that you pastor would not be here.
See kogudus, kus sina oled pastoriks täna,
if
ei oleks
it would
siin.
Not have been for people riding clouds.
Kui oleks inimesi, kes sõitsid pilve peal.
There were people who said, we will trust you, God.
Olid inimesed, kes ütlesid, ma usaldan.
And we believe you will do it.
Me usume, sa teed seda.
It's easy to say it today.
See kerge öelda täna.
Because now there is something.
Sest kõik on nüüd olemas. Nüüd on midagi.
But one day there was nothing.
Ühel päeval ei
and
olnud.
And people trusted God.
Aga inimesed usaldasid Jumalat.
There was a man who lived 500 miles from where I lived.
On üks mees, kes elas 500 miili sealt, kus mina praegu olen.
And he heard about me. He heard about my life while I was living on the streets.
Ta kuulis minu elus samal ajal, kui mina elasin tänaval.
And he drove 500 miles to find me on the street.
Ta sõitis 750 kilometrit, et leida mind.
He said to the pastor of the church of the city I lived in.
Ta ütles selle pastorile selles koguduses, selles linnas, kus ma elasin.
He said, do you think if I find Ken Parker, he would come back to my ranch?
Ta ütles, et kui ma leiaks Ken Parkeri, kas ta tuleks minu rantsosse.
Do you think he would dry out? Do you think he would come off of the drugs and the alcohol?
Äkki ta tuleks ja saaks vabaks alkoholist ja narkootikumidest.
And the pastor said, I don't know.
He said,
the big problem will be to try to find him.
Kõige suurem probleem on üldse leida üles Ken Parker.
And a man said,
ja mees ütles,
I believe God has a destiny for him.
Mina usun, et Jumal on I have to find him. Jaoks. Ma pean ta leidma.
And so that man drove 500 miles.
Nii, et see mees sõitis 750 kilometrit.
He had only met me once in a meeting.
Ta oli mind kohanud ainult üks kord ühel koosolekul.
He was not a friend.
Ta ei olnud sõber.
And he drove 500 miles.
Ta sõitis selle distantsi.
And he found me.
Ta leidis mind.
And he took me back to his ranch.
Ja ta viis mind oma ranchusse.
And I stand here today.
Ja täna ma seisan
and today siin. You could look and say, well, that's obvious.
Täna sa võid vaadata ütelda, no, see on ilmselge ju.
I'm a national leader today.
Ma olen rahvuslik juht.
And you could say, it's obvious that God's hands on your life.
See on ju ilmne, et Jumala käsi on sinu peal.
When that man drove 500 miles to
Kui
find me, there was no hint of that.
Sõitis 750 kilometrit ja mind leida, ei olnud midagi veel olemas sellest.
Wow. And when people started this work here,
ja kui inimesed hakkasid pihta selle tööga siin,
there was no idea of what would happen.
Ei olnud mingisugust ideed, et kuidas päris täpselt see juhtub.
But we smelled destiny.
Aga me tundsime saatuse
lõhna. And there was a sense that God was here.
Oli üks tunne, et Jumal on siin.
And people made the decisions
ja
they made.
Ja inimesed tegid otsused, mida nad otsustasid.
And you have more today than they did 20 years ago.
Rohkem selle tõttu, mida inimesed tegid 20 aastat tagasi. Kuulake mind.
You have more today than they did 20 years ago.
Sul rohkem kui siis, kui oli 20 aastat tagasi.
You say, well, our country is in economic crisis.
Sa võid öelda, et meie maa on majanduslikus raskuses.
I promise you have more today than they had 20 years ago.
Ma ütlen sul on täna rohkem kui siis oli 20 aastat tagasi.
And you say, oh, but the people aren't open. The people are not open to spiritual things.
Sa ütled, aga inimesed ei ole täna avatud vaimulikele asjadele.
But it was a communist country 20 years ago.
Aga kui oli kommunism 20 aastat tagasi,
they weren't even allowed to set up like we can set up today.
Siis ei lubatud panna asjugi üles nii, nagu me täna paneme siin.
Most things that were done in the kingdom of God 20 years ago were illegal.
Jumala kuningriigi asju oli tollel ajal nagu illegaalsed.
But people believed God.
Aga inimesed uskusid
Jumalat. They said God can do it.
Ütlesid, Jumal saab teha seda.
They said no problem.
Ei ole probleemi, nad ütlesid.
And I continually heard, Estonia shall be saved.
Ja ma kuulsin kogu aeg, kuidas inimesed ütlesid, Eesti maa saab päästetud.
And I remember something else declared.
Ja ma mäletan, midagi veel kuulutati.
Over and over I heard it
jälle,
said.
Ja jälle öeldi seda.
We will plant a church in every city.
Me tahame, et oleks kogudus igas linnas.
We will plant a church in every town.
Me alustame koguduse igas külas.
We will plant a church in every village.
Igas asupaigas.
I heard that.
Ma kuulsin seda.
I heard it.
Ma kuulsin seda.
Over and over and over again.
Ma kuulsin seda jälle. Ja jälle uuesti. Ja uuesti.
And I said to Mart when we were driving in tonight.
Ja ma ütlesin Märdil üks õhtu.
Remember when in the early days.
Mäletad varajastel päevadel.
There were kids that we were sending out to pastor. They had only been saved for a few months.
Seal oli nagu, võiks olla isegi lapsed või mõned, kes olid alles saanud päästetud, me panime nad pastoriteks.
Jano.
Nagu Jano.
Nick.
Nick.
Ago.
Ago.
Who else?
Kuldar.
Kuldar. Kids. They were kids.
Nad olid noored.
They've been. I remember one church I went to.
Ma mäletan, et kogudus, kus ma läksin.
There was about. I can't remember where it was.
Ma mäletan, kus oli.
There was about 100 people in the meeting.
Ja umbes 100 inimest oli koosolekul.
And I asked a question.
Ja ma küsin küsimuse.
How many of you here have been saved more than 2 years?
Paljud teist on olnud päästetud rohkem kui 2 aastat.
Nobody put up their hand.
Keegi ei tõstnud kätt üles.
How many of you have been saved for a year and a half?
Paljud teist on olnud päästetud 1 aasta ja 6 kuud.
About 5 people put up their hand.
5 inimest panid käe püsti.
How many of you have been saved for a year?
Paljud teist on olnud päästetud ainult aasta.
And about half the congregation put up their hand.
Pool panid oma käed ülesse.
How many of you have been saved between 6 months and 1 year?
Paljud teist on olnud päästetud 6 kuud kuni aasta.
The pastor put up his hand.
Pastor tõstis ka käe ülesse.
They would hitchhike to the Bible school.
Nad hääletasid ennast piiblikooli.
And be in Bible school all
autodega.
Week. And get fed almost nothing.
Vahest ei saanud piisalt süüagi.
I remember even just when I was here.
Ja ma mäletan, isegi kui mina olin siin.
Turnip and cabbage soup.
Oli see kapsasup kogu aeg.
Praise God. What's for supper?
Mis õhtusöögiks on?
Turnip and cabbage soup.
Naerid ja kapsasupp.
Again.
Jälle või?
And again.
Oh, jälle.
One day we put salt in it.
Üks päev on soola ka juurde.
I remember going to the restaurant.
Ma mäletan, kuidas me läksime restorani.
And they hand you a menu.
Nad annavad sulle menüü kätte seal.
And it had all the different things.
Ja seal olid erinevad asjad.
And I don't speak Estonian very well.
Ja mina eesti keelt väga hästi ei räägi, nagu sa tead.
But I'd try to order in Estonian.
Ma püüdsin sealt midagi valida siis.
And I'd say, I'll have this.
Ma ütlesin, ma võtan selle.
Ei ole.
Ei ole.
Ask, okay, I'll have this.
Okay, ma võtan siis selle.
Ei ole.
Ei ole.
Have this.
Ja küll see.
Ei ole.
Ei ole.
I heard that so often.
Ma kuulsin seda nii tihti.
That one day I said, I'll have cocks, ei ole.
Ma võtan kaks, ei ole.
Because I knew there would be some of that.
Siis ma teadsin, et seda kindlasti on.
Everywhere we went when we did the menu.
Igal pool, kus me läksime, kus menüü kätte saime.
By the time they finished, I say, what do you have?
Selleks oleks, kui nad lõpetasin, ma ütlesin, aga mis teil on?
And I say, that we have meat.
Meil on liha.
I say, okay, I'll have some meat.
Ma ütlesin, ma võtan liha.
And almost always it was cow tongue.
Ja iga kord oli see loomakeel.
Cow's tongue.
Loomakeel.
Anybody else here in the room had cow tongue?
Keegi on söönud loomakeelt?
Yeah. And the place, we had little food.
Paik, meil oli vähe toitu.
But the place was full of people in their teens and 20s.
Aga paik oli täis inimesi, kes olid 20-ndates, 30-ndates aastates.
The worship services had little professional style.
Ülistus teenistus osal oli vähe professionaalset osa.
But a lot of anointing.
Aga palju võitmist.
There was little meat in the word.
Sõna jagamises oli vähe.
Ei ole.
Tahket rooga. Ei olnud.
Ei ole.
Ei olnud.
But there was lots of passion.
Aga palju kirge.
Remember?
Mäletad?
That day is not done.
See päev ei ole mitte otsas. Ega lõppend.
That day is not done.
See päev ei ole mitte lõppenud.
I remember being here during the coup in 1991.
Ma mäletan siin riigipöörde ajal 91. aastal.
We had a team of 60 people come from Canada.
Meil oli 60 inimest tulnud meeskonnana Kanadast.
I was one of the leaders of that team.
Ma olin üks juhtidest ühes meeskonnas.
And when the city was in tremendous turmoil.
Ja samal ajal kui linnas oli rahutus.
There were army tanks on the streets.
Tankid tulid tänavatele.
There were warships in the harbor.
Sõjalaevad ilmusid sadamasse.
And the Estonian politicians were being guarded by the Estonian people on the parliament hill.
Eesti poliitikuid kaitsid lihtsalt Eesti rahvas valitsuse juures.
And we had Canadians hidden all over the city.
Ja kanadalased olid üle kogu linna siin.
And I won't tell you the whole story.
Ja ma hakkan rääkima kogu lugu sulle.
I was one of the leaders of those Canadians.
Sest mina olin üks juhtides selle Kanada tiimi üle.
They ranged in age from 14 to 72.
See oli vanusest 14 kuni 72.
I'm going to tell you some of the story.
Okei, ma räägin pisut seda lugu.
Because Mart.
Sellepärast, et Märt.
Wanted to get a bus load of the Canadians.
Tahtis ühe bussi teie kanadalasi.
Get a bus.
Võtta buss.
And take them to Hiiumaa.
Ja viia nad Hiiumaale.
Because the nation was, everything was coming apart.
Sest meie rahvuses kõik nagu lagunes.
And he figured we could witness to the Russian army.
Ja ta mõtles, et lähme tunnistame Vene armeele.
I have Canadians.
Et kanadalased.
That had never seen a rifle.
Nad ei ole näinud kunagi
a gun. They'd never seen one.
Pole näinud sellist mintpüssi.
And he wants to take them to Hiiumaa.
Ja tema tahab viia nad Hiiumaale.
And I said, he said, nothing will happen.
Ma ütlesin, midagi juhtub.
This was one of the fights we had.
Aga seal oli üks meie argument meie vahel, mis meil oli.
Because he said, nothing will happen.
Siis Märt ütles, ära karda, midagi hullu juhtub.
I said, Mart, even if nothing happens.
Ma ütlesin, Märt, kui midagi isegi ei juhtu.
When I get those 14-year-olds home.
Kui ma need 14-aastased lõpuks koju tagasi viin.
And they've heard on the news everything that's happened here.
Ja nad pärast kuulevad uudistes, mis kõik tegelikult juhtus siin.
And they find out that I took their kids right into the
Hiiumaa. Ja lapse vanemad leiavad, et ma viisin nende lapsed otse Hiiumaale.
I said, I have to live there. You get to stay
ma
here.
Ütlesin, mina pean Kanadas pärast elama nende laste vanematega.
But
sina jäätsin
siia.
Ma olen probleemides siia maani, ma ütlesin.
I said to Mart, I'll go with you.
Ma ütlesin, Mart, mina tulen sinuga.
And Mart and I said, but the team's not going.
Ma ütlesin, aga meeskond ei saa minna.
And Mart said,
aga Mart ütles,
what did those people think they were sending their kids to a Sunday school picnic?
Kas need inimesed mõtlesid, saadavad siia Eestisse lihtsalt lapsed pühapäevakooli või?
And then he made the statement, and that's why I'm telling you this story.
Ja siis ta ütles ühe lause, sellepärast ma
räägin. Because here was the passion.
Sest siin oli kirglikus.
Mart said, I'm not afraid.
Ma ei karda.
They can kill me.
Nad võivad tappa mind.
And they can drag my feet across the cobblestones of town square.
Ja võivad mind lohistada mööda seda tänavaid siin neid.
And I'm here.
Kunagi tänavaid.
I'm here.
Ma olen siin.
And I'm ready to give my life for the nation of Estonia.
Anma oma elu Eestimaa jaoks.
Wow.
Wow.
Is there a man?
Siin mees.
Is there a woman?
Kas on üks naine?
That today would say.
Kes täna ütleks.
I'll ride a cloud.
Ma sõidan pilve peale.
I'll give my life for this nation.
Ma annan oma elu selle rahvuse eest.
We will plant churches.
Me ehitame kogudusi.
That's part of the crossroad, I know it.
See on osa sellest risteest.
You will not plant churches looking at budget lines, Ago.
Sa ei saa ehitada kogudusi, kui sa vaatad eelarve ridade peale.
It's not going to work.
Nii see ei toimi.
It's in your heart to plant churches.
See on sinu südames ehitada
There's
kogudusi.
There's stuff that's in your heart to
rajada
do.
Kogudusi.
It's going to look like that.
Ja kui sa hakkad seda tegema, siis see näeb välja nagu see.
That's what you were cut from was that cloth.
See on see koht, kus sa pead sinu välja kutse.
And here's what we have.
Aga siin, mis meil on.
You have the logical mind.
Sul on loogiline mõtlemine.
And we need it.
Me vajame seda sama.
You have the rational mind and we need it.
Sul on ratsionaalne mõtlemine, me vajame
seda. You have
a
passion for the kingdom and we need it.
Sul on kirglikus kuningriigi suhtes, me vajame seda.
And then there's the times.
Aga siis on ajad.
Did we have to look at Nick?
Kus me peame vaatama Nicki peale.
See, where do you want to go?
Ütleme, kus sa tahad minna?
Because he's not so logical.
Sest ta ei ole nii loogiline.
He's trying. He's trying to be logical.
Ta püüab olla loogiline.
But it doesn't fit.
Aga see ei sobi talle.
In case you guys don't know, I'm prophesying and I know it.
Ja kui te ei pandu just tähele, siis ma profeteerin, ma tean seda.
Because there is a desperate need for both.
Üks oluline vajadus mõlema jaoks.
I'm talking to the leaders now.
Ma räägin
treating
juhtidele.
This like a leaders conference.
Ma kohtlen seda kui juhtide konverentsi.
There has been an overbalance.
On olnud üks selline tasakaalust väljasolek.
It's not your fault.
See ei ole sinu süü.
And please understand that.
Mõista seda.
If I thought it was, I would not say this publicly.
Kui ma arvan, et see oleks olnud, ma ei oleks ütlen nõnda üldse avalikult.
Say it privately.
Ma oleks ütlen seda eraviisiliselt.
There has, it has to do with the culture.
Aga me räägime kultuuri mõjust.
There is an overbalance.
See on üks tasakaalust väljasolek.
Of being conservative.
Olles konservatiivne. Rohkem konservatiivsuse poole.
And it's not your fault.
See ole sinu süü.
But this is a spirit. This is a spirit thing.
See on vaimu asi.
Not a Holy Spirit.
Ja mitte ainult vaimu asi.
This is something trying to grip the nation.
See on midagi, mis püüab haarata kinni rahvusest.
We've never had.
Meil pole seda olnud.
And now we have a little.
Aga nüüd meil on pisut.
Don't let it go.
Ärgem laskem seda minna.
And there's been an overbalance.
Ja on tasakaalust väljas olek olnud.
In the early days there was no logic.
Varajastel päevadel polnud mingit loogikat.
Because Mark doesn't have a lot of that either.
Sest ega Märdiga seda palju ei ole.
I believe God put you in the place you are.
Jumal pani sind sellesse paika.
To help bring the balance.
Et tuua balanssi.
It's necessary.
See on vajalik.
But we still gotta.
Aga meil on vaja ka seda.
We got to come, we got to do this.
Me peame ka seda tegema.
We got to do this.
Me peame seda tegema.
And that's going to require teamwork.
Ja see nõuab meeskonna tööd.
Don't look at Bishop Ago and expect him to do it.
Ära vaata piiskop Ago peale ja oota, et ta kõike seda peab tegema.
I have not even had a conversation with Ago.
Ma ei ole Agoga isegi rääkinud.
But I can feel the passion and the burden of your heart.
Aga ma võin tunda sinu südame kirge ja põlemist.
We're going to hear about it tomorrow morning.
Me kuuleme sellest homme hommikul.
I'm sure we'll hear about it tomorrow.
Ma olen kindel selles.
But in the context of that.
Aga selle kontekstis.
There has to be the willingness.
Peab olema valmisolek.
To say God.
Öelda Jumal.
We got to ride a cloud.
Me peame sõitma pilve peal.
We have to ride a cloud.
Me peame sõitma pilve peal.
We got to come. This is not because it was in the early days and there was communism.
See oli mitte sellepärast, et varastel päevadel oli nõnda ja
siis
oli kommunism.
Siis
oli Jumala liikumine.
Because people said,
inimesed ütlesid siis,
they can kill me.
Nad võivad öelda mulle.
And I'll give my life for the nation of Estonia.
Ja ma annan oma elu selle rahvuse eest.
I'll put every nickel.
Ma panen iga
kopika. I'll put every dime.
Iga sendi.
I'll put my family.
Ma panen kogu oma perekonna.
I'll put whatever has to happen.
Mis peab panema, ma
panen. In order for the kingdom of God to be done.
Et Jumala kuningriigi töö saaks tehtud.
In order for the will of God to happen.
Et Jumala tahe sünniks.
I will pay whatever price.
Ma panen ja maksan ükskõik mis hinna.
I don't want security.
Ma ei taha turvatunnet.
It doesn't matter if it's not logical.
Pole tähtis, kui ei ole loogiline.
It doesn't matter if it's not rational.
Pole tähtis, kui asi ei ole ratsionaalne.
It's time to ride a cloud.
On aeg sõita pilve
peal. Is there a man in the place that will ride a cloud?
Selles paigas, kus me sõidame pilve peal.
Is there a woman who will ride the cloud?
Kas on mees, kas on nais, kes tahab sõita pilve peal?
What church or what cloud is Estonia Pentecostal Church riding today?
Millise pilve peal Eesti kristlik nelipühikirik tahab sõita?
Be honest.
Ole aus.
Are you riding a cloud?
Kas sa sõidad pilvel?
Or are you in the box?
Või sa oled kastis?
I can hear God riding up to the box.
Mina kuulen, kuidas Jumal sõidab.
I can hear him riding up to the box.
Kuidas ta tuleb kasti juurde.
And it's the crossroads.
Ja see on ristee.
And it's Jesus.
Jeesus seal.
I'm afraid to get on this cloud.
Oh, ma kardan selle pilve peale astuda.
But God, I'm going to do it anyway.
Aga Jumal, ma teen seda ikkagi.
It doesn't make sense.
Ei saa aru sellest.
But Jesus, we need a move of your spirit.
Aga Jeesus, me vajame su vaimu liikumist.
We need to see people come to Jesus.
Inimesed tulevad Jeesus juurde.
It won't happen the way it happened 20 years ago.
See juhtu täpselt nii, nagu see juhtus kunagi.
It's not going to be the same methods.
See ei ole samad meetodid.
But it's going to take the same passion.
Aga see võtab samasugust
kirge. It's going to take the same commitment.
See võtab samasugust pühendumist.
It's going to take the same courage.
See võtab samasugust julgust.
It's still going to take it.
See võtab seda sama.
Let the prestige go.
Las prestiis minna.
Too much overbalance.
Liiga palju tasakaalust väljas olemist.
It's time to get wild again.
On aeg muutuda metsikuks jälle.
Somebody agree.
Kas keegi nõustub minuga
täna
siin?
Somebody agree.
Kas keegi nõustub minuga siin?
Somebody get on their feet.
Keegi tõusku püsti oma jalgele.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Is there somebody who rise?
Kas on keegi, kes tõuseks?
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
So I was praying this afternoon.
Kui ma palvetsin pärast lõunal.
I asked, Lord.
Ma küsisin Issand.
What is it that you want to
Mis on see, mida sa tahad, ma ütleks?
And here's what I heard. While you're on your feet, I want you to hear this.
Ja see, mis ma kuulsin, ja samal ajal, kui sa seisad, ma tahan, et sa kuulaksid seda.
Bishop and pastor, I want you to turn around. Look at who stood up. Look, just turn around, look around.
Ja piiskopid siin ja pastorid, vaadake, kes tõusid püsti siin rahvas.
Look at the response.
Vaadake seda reaktsiooni.
In the early days,
varajastel päevadel,
we would ask, who wants to become saved?
Me oleksime küsinud, et kes tahab saada päästetud?
And whole congregations would stand up.
Ja terve kogudus või kogu rahva kogu tõusis püsti.
And today I'm asking who will rise.
Aga täna ma tahan küsida, kes tahab tõusta?
And men and women, everybody's standing up.
Mehed ja naised tõusevad püsti igal pool.
When I ask the Lord today,
kui ma täna küsisin Jumala
käest, what do you want me to say today?
Mida sa tahad, et ma ütleksin täna?
Here's what I heard.
See oli, mis ma kuulsin.
And pastor, I want you to hear this.
Ja pastor, ma tahan, et sa kuuleksid seda.
Here's what I heard from the Lord.
See on, mis ma kuulsin Jumala käest.
The lack of resources today.
See ressursside puudus täna.
Is a work of the Spirit.
See on üks vaimutöö.
The Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimutöö.
I heard the Lord say, it's not of the enemy.
Ma kuulsin, kuidas Jumal ütles, see ei ole mitte vaenlasest.
And it's not directly connected to the economic downturn in the country.
Ja see ei ole otseselt seotud majanduslangusega siin rahvuses.
It's a result of the work of God.
See on üks Jumala töö, Jumala käsi.
I heard the Lord say, this is a time.
Ma kuulsin, kuidas issand ütles, see on aeg.
That I'm desiring to increase your faith.
Kus ma soovin kasvatada teie usku.
This is not a time to slow down.
See ole aeg, aeglustada maha.
This is not a time to stand still.
Või seista paigal.
This is a time to press towards what
see
God has for you.
On aeg pressida selles suunas, mis Jumalal on valmis sinu jaoks.
This is not a time to say we can't afford it.
See ei ole mitte aeg öelda, ma ei suuda selle lubada endale.
It is time to ask.
See on aeg öelda,
God, what do you want us to do?
Jumal, mida sina tahad, et me teeksime?
Did you hear that?
Kas sa kuulsid seda?
This is not the time to say we can't afford it.
See ei ole aeg öelda, et ma ei saa seda rahaliselt lubada.
We never said that.
Me ei ole kunagi seda ütlenud.
I never heard that from the leaders here.
Kunagi seda liiderite käest kuulnud siin.
Never heard we can't afford it.
Pole kunagi kuulnud, et me ei
it
saa seda endale lubada.
God, what do you want to do?
Alati oli see, et Jumal, mis sa tahad, et me teeksime.
And then show us how to do it.
Ja siis näita meile, kuidas seda teha.
This is the time to declare, I hear the Lord say.
See on aeg kuulutada.
It's a time to declare the purposes of God and move towards them.
Jumala eesmärke ja liikuda nende suunas.
There have not been enough declarations.
Ei ole piisalt olnud kuulutusi.
You have declared what you do not have.
Te olete kuulutanud sellest, mida teil ei ole.
God says it's time to declare my purposes.
Jumal ütleb, et hakka kuulutama seda, mis on minu eesmärk.
It is time to again say we will plant churches in every city.
Jälle on aeg öelda, et me istutame
we will plant churches in every town.
Igasse külasse.
We will plant churches in every village.
Igasse paika.
We will raise up leaders.
Me tõstame üles juhte.
We will release our young men and young women.
Me vabastame oma noored mehed ja naised töösse.
We will give them permission.
Me lubame neid.
They will plant churches.
Kogudusi alustada.
We will become the cutting edge.
Me oleme jälle selle teraviku peal.
We will allow God to use us how
he wills. Me laseme Jumal endid kasutada.
This is not a time to sit down and wait for another day.
See ole aeg lihtsalt istuda, oodata, kuni järgmine päev saabub.
Listen to this. I hear the Lord say this.
Ma kuulan, kuidas issand ütleb mulle seda.
This is the time for growth.
See on aeg kasvamiseks.
This is my time for expansion.
See on minu aeg laienemiseks.
And I don't say those words lightly.
Ja ma ütlen seda neid sõnu kergelt.
I'm not just doing it to try to motivate you.
Ma ei püüa seda öelda sinu motiveerimiseks.
I hear the word of the Lord.
Ma kuulen Jumala sõna.
This is a time for growth.
See on aeg.
This is a time for expansion.
See on aeg laienemiseks.
And I will give you the fruit.
Ja ma annan teile vilja.
And the fruit will be able to survive in the heat.
Ja see vili jääb selles kuumuses püsima.
And the fruit will survive in the cold.
See jääb püsima külmas.
And the fruit will resist poverty.
Ja see vili peab vastu ka vaesuse perioodi.
And the fruit will say, I will give it all.
Ja see vili ütleb, ma annan kõik.
This young man standing right here.
See noor mees, kes seisab seal.
This one where you're going to get his attention on.
See noor mees.
Yeah, this young man right here.
See noor mees.
He's trying to watch her sign.
Ta vaatab tõlki.
So this young man right here.
See noor mees, ma tahan öelda.
You might not be able to hear.
Sa võib-olla ei kuule.
In the natural.
Loomulikuses.
But you can hear in the spirit.
Aga sa võid kuulda vaimus.
And there's something burning in you.
Ja on midagi põlemas sinu sees.
There's something while I'm preaching.
Samal ajal, kui ma jutlustasin.
Your spirit is vibrating.
Sinu vaim vibreeris.
And you're saying, God,
sõtad Jumal,
I'll give you my life.
Ma annan sul oma elu.
I'll give you my heart.
Ma annan sul oma südame.
And I don't know how God's going to do it in you.
Ja ma ei tea, kuidas Jumal teeb seda sinu sees.
I don't know how the Lord's going to work in you.
Kuidas ta kõik asjad paika paneb.
But there is a great work in the kingdom for you.
Aga on üks suur töö Jumala kuningriigis sinu jaoks.
There, I can tell you one thing.
Ma võin sul öelda ühte asja.
Give me your hands.
Anna mulle oma käsi.
I want to make sure he gets this.
Ma tahan, et ta saaks selle pihta.
Give me both your hands.
Anna oma mõlemad käed.
Pastor Mart and Ago, would you come here?
Pastor Märt ja Ago, kas sa tuleksite ka siia korraks?
I want you to get on this guy.
Ma tahan, et ta panes selle käed selle mehe peale.
I don't even know if you're a believer.
Ma isegi ei tea, kas sa oled uslik.
And you know what? I can tell your spirit, man.
Aga ma võin ära tunda sinu vaim inimest.
God's calling you out of the box.
Jumal kutsub sind kastist välja.
And here's what I see on your hands.
Ja see, mis ma näen sinu kätte peal.
You have gifts of healing.
Sul on tervendus and.
You're going to lay your hands on the sick and they're going to get
sa
healed.
Sa paned haigete peale käed ja need saavad terveks.
They're going to get healed.
Nad saavad terveks.
I don't know if you can talk.
Ma ei tea, kas sa saad rääkida.
And you know what? It doesn't matter.
Aga isegi pole tähtis.
Because you're going to put your hands on the sick.
Sest sa paned oma käed haigete peale.
And you're going to say it to God.
Ja ütled Jumalale.
However you say it.
Kuidas iganes sa seda ütled.
And you're going to say in Jesus' name, be
healed. Jeesuse nimel ole terve.
And they might not understand.
Nad ei saa aru võibolla.
But God does.
Aga Jumal saab
aru. And they're going to get healed.
Ja nemad saavad terveks.
I'm telling you, people are going to get healed.
Ma ütlen sulle, inimesed saavad terveks.
And they're going to say.
Ja nad ütlevad.
Somebody's going to say, how did you get healed?
Keegi küsib, et kuidas sa said terveks?
And they're going to say, the deaf guy prayed for me.
Ütles, üks kurt palvetas minu eest.
And I got healed.
Ja ma sain terveks.
Father, right now in Jesus' name.
Isa, just nüüd Jeesuse nimel.
We release the power of God in this.
Me vabastame Jumal sinu vähesele noore mehe elu peale.
You know, I wasn't sure when I started to prophesy over you that you were deaf or not.
Tead, sel hetkel kui ma hakkasin profeteerima sinu üle, ma ei olnud kindel, kas olid kurt või mitte.
And that's why I said to Jano, after I saw you didn't hear.
Pärast,
I said, that guy can't hear me.
Seda, kui ma kutsusin mitu korda sind ja ma nägin, et sa ei reageerin, ma mõtlesin, et sa ei kuule.
And I just realized now, as I was about to pray for you,
ja just sel hetkel, kui ma tahtsin su eest hakata palvetama, ma mõtlesin midagi.
That God picked you out.
Et Jumal korjas sind üles.
Because this is the example right here.
See, see on näide just nüüd siin.
This man
Eeskuju.
Could say,
see mees ütleb,
I don't have the resources.
Mul ei ole ressursse.
I can't, what can I do?
Mida ma saan üldse teha?
And God picks him out.
Ja Jumal korjab sellise mehe üles.
And says, I give you gifts of healing.
Ütle, ma annan sulle
you're going to lay your hands on the sick.
Sina panad haigete peale käed.
And they're going to be healed.
Ja need saavad terveks.
And God would say to this whole congregation.
Ja Jumal ütleb kogu sellele kogule siin.
I have the resources.
Minul on ressursid.
I'm the one with the resources.
Mina olen see, kelle käes on ressursid.
And God uses this young man as a living example.
Jumal kasutab seda noor mees, kui elavad näidet.
That's the power of God on you right now.
See on Jumala vägi sinu peal just nüüd.
That's the presence of God right here.
See on Jumala ligiolu sinu peal.
Let it increase.
Lasse kasvada.
Let it increase.
Lasse kasvada.
I know you have to keep your eyes on the translator.
Ma tean, et sa pead oma silmad hoidma tõlgi peal.
But now for a moment, you just focus on God.
Aga üheks hetkeks fokuseeru Jumalale.
Even close your eyes.
Pane oma silmad kinni lausa.
And you can have them tell you later anymore that was said.
Ja pärast nad ütlevad sulle, mis mina ütlesin.
Just focus on Jesus.
Pane korra silmad kinni ja fokuseeru Jumalale.
Spirit of Jesus.
Püha vaim.
Let your power come on this young man in the name
Las
of Jesus.
Las sinu vägi tulla selle noore mehe peale.
Let the power of your prayer. There's God. That's God.
Jumal puudutab sind just nüüd. Tema vägi on sinu
üle. Fill Holy Spirit.
Täida ta püha vaimuga.
Let the power of your spirit come on.
Las sinu vaimu vägi tulla tema
üle. Church, would you agree with me?
Kogudus
We release our faith.
Minuga.
We say, let the power of God come.
Las Jumala vägi tulla.
Fill Holy Spirit.
Täida püha vaim.
That's God. That's so God.
See on Jumala.
Take it all and now
Võtta
and figure it out
enda
later.
Nüüd, enda sisse.
Be filled with God.
Ole täidetud Jumalaga.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Father.
Tänu sul, Isa.
In your name.
Sinu nimel.
So, Spirit of Jesus.
Jeesuse vaim.
We call on you.
Me kutsume sind.
And I ask again.
Ma palun.
Is there a man?
Kas on keegi mees siin?
Is there a woman?
Kas on keegi naine siin?
Is there anyone in this place?
Kas on keegi selles paigas?
That would say in Jesus' name.
Kes ütleksid Jeesuse nimel.
God, you can have my life.
Jumal, sa võid võtta minu elu.
God, you can have my resources.
Sa võid võtta minu ressursid.
You can have my lack of resources.
Sa võid võtta minu ressursside puudumise.
I give you everything I got.
Ma annan sulle kõik, mis mul on.
I don't want to be bored anymore.
Ma ei taha olla igavuses.
I want to ride clouds.
Ma tahan olla kastis, ma tahan sõita pilve peal.
I want to ride clouds.
Ma tahan sõita pilve peal.
So in Jesus' name.
Need Jeesuse nimel.
I call to every man and every woman.
Ma räägin ja nimetan seda igale mehele ja naisele.
That you would say, I want to be filled with God.
Et sina ütled, ma tahan olla täidetud Jumalaga.
For the task that he's called me to.
Selle ülesande jaoks, milleks ta mind on kutsunud.
Every person that wants it, would you just come on up to
Iga
the front?
Iga inimene, kes seda tahab, ma tahan, et sa tuleksid siia ette.
Just come on up right now.
Tule siia ette just nüüd.
You say, God, I want everything you got.
Ma tahan kõike, mida sul on
I'll
mul
give
anda.
You everything I got.
Ma annan sulle kõik, mis mul on.
Just come on right up, everybody. Just fill this whole front area.
Yeah. Kõik võite tulla siia.
I don't want anybody standing in the aisles. Just I want to make sure we're all here.
Ma tahan, et kõik saad tulla siia altri ette nii lähedale kui võimalik.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Tule püha vaim.
I'm deliberately, for the moment, I'm not using any music.
Üks hetk, ma lihtsalt teeme selle ilma muusikata.
I want to lose the prestige.
Ma tahan prestiisist lahti saada korraks.
I want it to be messy.
Ma tahan, et see oleks natuke segane lugu.
I love the music.
Ei, mulle meeldib muusika.
But how many of you know we don't need the music to have the Holy Spirit?
Aga paljud teist teavad seda, et me ei vaja muusikat selleks, et püha vaim tuleks.
We don't need to create an atmosphere.
Me ei pea looma atmosfääri.
Jesus is the atmosphere.
Jeesus ise on atmosfäär.
He is the atmosphere.
Tema on atmosfäär.
Look, just keep crowding up, you guys.
Tulge lähemale, tulge lähemale. Astuge üks samm ette poole kõik.
Just keep coming up.
Tulge lähemale. Siin on üks tühimik, selle võiks
näita. Pastor Ago, look. Look at this.
Pastor Ago, vaata selle peale.
Lord Jesus, this is a holy moment.
See on püha moment.
This could be an extension of the movement.
See võib olla ühe liikumise laienemine.
There could be a move of God in this place.
Siin võib olla üks Jumala liikumine selles paigas.
There is one right now.
On üks liikumine praegu juba siin.
Oh my, I just want everybody here, nobody in the aisles. I want to make sure everybody's included. So
ma tahan, et te tuleksite kõik siia altar ette, et kedagi ei jääks sinna vahekäiku. Nii lähedal kui saate.
Wow. Lord Jesus.
Isand Jeesus.
We look at the hearts of your people right now.
Me vaatame sinu rahva südame peale.
Wow. Spirit of the living God.
Püha vaim, elava Jumala vaim.
Oh Lord Jesus. There's church planters standing here.
On mõningad koguduste rajajad, kes seisavad praegu
siin. There's apostles standing here.
On mõningad apostlid, kes seisavad siin.
There's prophets standing here.
On mõningad profetid, kes seisavad siin.
There's evangelists.
Evangelistid.
There's pastors.
Pastorid.
There's teachers.
Õpetajad.
It is time to say we will do the work of the kingdom.
On aeg öelda, et me teeme Jumala kuningriigi tööd.
We say today this is time for there to be permission again.
Et jälle luba selleks.
This is a time we begin to believe you, Lord.
See on aeg, kus me Jumal usume sinusse.
When you have your business meeting tomorrow.
Kui teil on homme teie täiskogu koosolek.
And you endeavor to hear the spirit of the Lord.
Ja te kuulete isandat.
Consider this time right now.
Mõelge nüüd selle hetke peale.
There are people hungry for a move of God.
On inimesed näljased Jumala liikumise järgi.
The way I preach tonight.
See viis, kuidas ma kuulutasin täna õhtul.
You did not come up to get something for yourself.
Sa ei tulnud midagi lihtsalt saama iseenda jaoks.
You came up to say, Lord, I want something to give away.
Sa ütlesid, ma tahan midagi, et ära anda seda.
You said, Lord, you can have my life.
Sa võid võtta minu elu, issand.
And there is great power in what's happening.
On suur vägi selles, mis toimub
praegu
siin. So,
Father, in Jesus' name,
need isa Jeesuse nime.
I ask for your spirit to come over this people.
Ma palun, et sinu püha vaim tuleks selle rahvolga üle.
I ask you, Lord Jesus,
Isand Jeesus, ma palun,
for your holy work to be done.
Et sinu püha töö saaks tehtud.
I pray, Lord,
ma palun, issand,
that you would help us have the courage to get on the cloud.
Et sa aitaksid meil omada seda julgust, et pilve peale astuda.
We get out of the box.
Et me võiksime kastist välja astuda.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
Oh, can you just feel it? Can you feel it?
Kas sa tunned seda?
God wants to bust open the box.
Jumal tahab selle kasti lõhki lüüa.
The box that you're in.
Ta tahab selle kasti lüüa
laiali. He wants to break that open.
Ta tahab selle katki lüüa.
I can feel it. I can
ma
feel it.
Ma tunnen seda. Ma tunnen seda.
It's like a garment being stretched.
Et seda nagu kardinat tõmmatakse.
There is üks, like a flower beginning to open up.
Nii nagu künn ja avab nagu künnab lahti vao.
Like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon.
Nii nagu liblikas tuleb välja sellest kakuunist.
Come on. This is not just for you.
See ei ole mitte ainult sinu jaoks.
This is for your church.
See on sinu koguduse jaoks.
This is for the Estonian Pentecostal movement.
See on Eesti kristliku nelipühi liikumise jaoks.
This is, come on, this, we got to break out.
Me peame murdma välja.
We have to break out.
Me peame murdma välja.
Not just in emotion.
Mitte lihtsalt emotsionaalselt.
But in faith.
Aga usus.
In trust.
Usalduses.
In confidence in God.
Kindluses Jumalasse.
We have to break out.
Me peame murdma välja.
There's lives at stake.
On elud kaalul.
There's young men and young women that haven't come into the kingdom yet.
On noored mehed ja naised, kes ei ole tulnud veel kuningriiki.
There's churches that have not yet been planted.
On kogudused, mida ei ole veel rajatud.
Come on. In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit.
Püha vaim.
I ask you to increase now.
Ma palun, et sa kasvataksid seda.
Come in even greater strength.
Tule suurema tugevusega.
Oh God.
Oh Jumal.
Talk to the young men and young women.
Räägi noortele meestele ja naistele.
Oh Lord.
Oh Jumal.
Tonight we call again for the teenagers to come to Jesus.
Täna õhtul me kutsume jälle teismelised tuleksid Jeesuse juurde.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Father, we promise.
Isa, me palun.
We will give them permission.
Me tootame sulle, me
we
anname
will release
lua.
Them.
Me vabastame nemad.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
We call for the young adults.
Me kutsume noori.
Some of you that are building your homes.
Mõned ka, kes on ehitamas oma kodus.
You have young children.
Sul on lapsed kodus.
There is great demand on your time.
On väga suur nõudmine sinu
aja
suhtes.
And on your finances.
Sinu raha suhtes.
I call to you.
Ma kutsun sind.
And I say, follow Jesus.
Mõtlen isa Jeesus.
Come on, follow Jesus.
Või järgi Jeesust.
He'll look after your family.
Tema vaatab sinu pere järgi.
He's looked after mine.
Ta on vaadanud minu pere järgi ja hoolitsen tema eest.
In the ways that God's called me to ride clouds.
Sellisel viisil nagu mind on kutsutud pilve peale sõitma.
He's looked after every need.
Ta on vaadanud ja hoolitsen iga asja eest. Usalda Jumalat.
Spirit of the living God.
Elava Jumala vain.
We call for every spirit to open up here in the name
me
palume,
of Jesus. Iga süda avaneks selles paigas.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Let every spirit open up now.
Iga vaim las avaneda siin paigas.
Wow. 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 In the spirit, break open the walls of the box. Spread out.
Vaimus, murra lahti need kasti seinad, mis on olnud su ümber.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Lord, we break off that overbalance of conservatism.
Me murrame lahti sellest konservatiivsusest.
We break it off.
Me murrame selle eemale.
The overbalance.
See vale tasakaal või tasakaalust välja
sulemine. We break it off in Jesus' name.
Me murrame selle ära.
We break off that spirit that causes us to want prestige.
Me murrame lahti ennast sellest vaimust, mis tahab meil, et me oleksime prestiisikad.
We break it off, Lord.
Me murrame selle enda pealt ära.
We humble ourselves before you.
Me alandame ennast sinu ees.
We humble ourselves before you.
Me alandame ennast sinu ees.
There's a few people here standing here.
On mõningad inimesed siin, kes seisavad.
That God's calling you to do something that risks a lot.
Jumal on kutsunud sind tegema midagi, kus on suured riskid.
And your thought has been,
ja sinu mõte on olnud,
if I do this and fail,
kui ma teen seda ja ebaõnnestun,
they will say I was really stupid.
Siis öeldakse, et noh, ta oli tõesti rumal.
They will say I threw away everything.
Inimesed ütlevad, ta viskas kõik minema.
That's what that spirit does.
See ongi see vaim, mis püüab sind
leida. That's a natural feeling.
See on see loomulik tunne.
But that spirit makes you afraid then to step out.
Aga seesugune vaim püüab sind araks teha.
And I'm calling to you now.
Ja ma ütlen sulle nüüd.
There are some individuals here.
On mõningad individid
siin. That God's calling you to something.
Keda Jumal kutsub millekski.
And you have to break off the fear
ja sa pead
of failure.
Murma lahti hirmust läbi kukkuda.
The fear of rejection.
Hülgamise hirmust lahti murma
And you say, Lord, I'll risk it all.
Ütleme, Jumal, ma riskin kõigega.
Who's standing here that's in that place?
Kes on seismas siin sellise tundega oma südames?
You already know what you have to do.
Sa juba tead, mida sul tuleb nüüd teha.
And tonight you're saying yes.
Sõda täna õhtul lihtsalt jaa sellele.
Will you put up your hand?
Kas sa tõstaks oma käe üles?
I want to see who you are.
Kui ma tahan näha, kes
wow,
need inimesed
more
on.
More than I thought.
Inimesed, kes teavad, mida Jumal on juba kutsunud siit tegema, sa tõelda jaa sellele.
Five or six people over here.
Ma näen 5-6 inimest siin.
Wow. Pastor Mark, could I get you to take, and Pastor Ago, could I get you to take some, I want you, keep your hands up, because
oi,
I want somebody to pray for you.
Tahan,
if you're in that place where you say, I already know what God wants me to do.
Kui sa oled selles paigas, kus sa tead, mida Jumal on kutsunud siit tegema, mida Jumal tahab, et sa teeks.
And I've been afraid to do it.
Aga sa oled kartnud seda teha.
But tonight I'm gonna say yes, Lord.
Aga täna õhtu sa ütled, jah, selle asjale.
Would you put up your hand?
Tõsta oma käsi ülesse.
If you're one of those people.
Sest ma palun, et meie piiskopid tuleks ja palvetaks.
I want you to keep your hand up until somebody comes to pray for you.
Üleval, kuni keegi tuleb ja palvetab sinu eest.
Could we have a few more ministry people? I want you around these people.
Kas meil on veel siin pastoreid ja teenijad, kes saaks tulla ja palvetada, abipastorid tulla ja palvetada nende inimeste ees, kes on käe tõstnud.
Right on. And some of you that are around them, would you just lay your hands on them?
Ja mõningad teist, kes olete nende inimeste ümber, kes käe on tõstnud, lihtsalt palvetage nende
ees. Let's agree together here.
Pane oma käsi nende peale, palvetame ja nõustume koos.
There are new works of God being birthed right now.
Uued Jumala tööd tulevad esile siin.
Spirit of the living God.
Elava Jumala vaim.
There are new dreams being conceived right now.
Uued unistused sünnivad selles paigas.
There's some of you here.
On mõningad teist siin.
that you have said yes, Lord.
Sa oled ütlenud jah, issand.
And you don't even know what it is yet you're supposed to do.
Aga sa veel ei teagi isegi, mis see on, mida sa peaksid tegema.
But I'm saying right now.
Aga ma ütlen sulle just nüüd.
God's going to begin to stir your spirit.
Jumal hakkab õhutama üles sinu vaimu.
Look at your community.
Vaata oma kogukonna peale.
Look at your neighbors.
Vaata oma naabrite peale.
Every man and every woman in this room.
Iga mees, iga naine selles ruumis.
Is a missionary.
On üks missionär.
Every man, every woman.
Iga mees, iga naine.
Is a church planter.
On koguduse rajaja.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Right now the Lord's beginning to cause you to conceive in your mind.
Jumal põhjustab seda, et sa näed ja see sünnib sinu mõtetes.
What he has for you.
Mis temal on sinu jaoks.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Increase, Lord.
Kasvata seda Jumal.
Increase, Lord.
Kasvata seda Issand.
Increase, Lord.
Kasvata seda Jumal.
I want to ask you to lay hands on one another now. Would you put your hands on one another?
Ma tahan, et sa paneksid käe inimese peale, kes su kõrval on. Kes iganes on su kõrval.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Let the Spirit of God flow from person to person.
Las Jumala vaim liigub ühest inimesest teise.
Let the Spirit of God flow from person to person.
Las Jumala vaim liigub läbi meist.
Let the sick be healed.
Las haiged saada terveks.
Let every sickness and disease be gone now.
Las
in
iga
name.
Haigus lahkuda selles paigas.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
We say let the work of the Lord be done.
Las Jumala töö sünnib.
Let the Spirit of God flow.
Las Jumala vaim voolata.
Lord, we're going to open up the box.
Me avame selle kasti Jumal.
We're going to break out.
Me murrame välja.
We're going to break out.
Me murrame lahti.
We're going to break out.
Me murrame ennast välja.
We're going to break out.
Me murrame ennast välja.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
We are going to break out.
Me murrame välja.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimes.
In the name of Jesus.
Tema nimes.
They will say of us.
Öeldakse meist.
That we turned Estonia upside down.
Ja me pöörsime Eesti pea pealt jalge peale.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
In Jesus name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Spirit of the living God.
Püha vaim.
Increase even more.
Kasvata seda veel.
Increase more.
Kasvata seda veel.
Wow. Touch this worship team.
Puruta seda ülistusmeeskonda.
Thank you Jesus. Let every man and woman on this platform.
Las iga mees, iga naine siin platformil.
Let your presence and power be on them.
Las sinu ligiolu ja las sinu vägi olla nende üle.
We ask you to help them lead us into our freedom.
Me palume, et nemad oleksid sinu poolt aidatud meid juhtimaks vabadusse.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Help them, Lord, to lead us into
aita neid
a wider field.
Juhtimaks meid laiemale alale.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimes.
Father, I pray.
Isa, ma palun.
Break off every word of criticism.
Iga kriitika sõna, mis on öeldud, ma murran selle.
That has ever been said to them.
Mis on öeldud neile.
Break off, Lord, the conservative stuff.
See konservatiivne kraam.
Or the music is too loud.
See tuleb murda.
Or there's too.
Oh, et muusika liiga palju.
You repeat it too many times.
Oh, sa liiga palju kordad sa ühte sama lauset.
All the stuff that can be said.
Kõik need asjad, mida saaks öelda.
We ask you to break it off.
Me palume, et sa saaks murtud.
We ask you, Lord, to help these guys.
Et need inimesed siin.
That they would be more concerned about your approval.
Et sa aitad neid, et on rohkem huvitul sellest, mida sina teed.
Than the approval of man in Jesus' name.
Olla sinule meelepärased, mitte inimestele meelepärased.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Father, let them find. You want to just, let me see your hand. Let
Isa,
them find new liberty in Jesus'
last
name.
Last nad leida uue vabaduse Jeesuses.
Let there be new freedom.
Uus vabadus.
Let there be a new sense of your leadership.
Uus tunnetus sinu juhtimisest.
Father, we pray.
Isa, me palume.
They would find a new sound.
Ja nad leiavad uue meloodia.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
An Estonian sound.
Eesti meloodia. Eesti
an Estonian sound.
Eesti hääle.
Not a North American sound.
Mitte Põhja-Ameerika hääle.
An Estonian sound.
Eesti sound.
Lord Jesus.
Jeesus.
We look to you for new freedom.
Me vaatame sinu peale.
We look to you for your spirit.
Uue vabaduse järgi, uue sinu vaimu liikumise järgi.
We look to you, Lord, right now.
Me vaatame sinu peale.
We ask you to increase on us.
Me palume, et sa kasvataksid meis.
We ask you to increase tomorrow.
Et sa kasvataksid seda edasi homme.
We ask you to increase on our leaders.
Et sa kasvataksid meie juhte.
Lord, we ask you to increase on those that will be leaders.
Ja neid kasvatades, kes saavad olema juhid.
We pray that we would talk faith.
Me palume, et me räägiksime usku.
We declare faith things.
Kuulutaksime usku.
Say with me.
Ütle koos minuga.
Estonia shall be saved.
Eesti saab päästetud.
Say it.
Ütle seda veel üks kord.
Lead them in that.
Eesti saab päästetud.
Declare it again.
Ütle seda veel üks kord. Eesti saab päästetud.
We don't believe it yet.
Me ei usu veel seda.
We gotta believe this.
Me peame seda uskuma.
Come on, I know.
Ma tean, et veel ei ole.
Let's begin to believe it.
Hakkame seda uskuma.
Say it again.
Ütle seda veel üks kord. Eesti saab päästetud.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Declare this with me.
Kuuluta seda koos minuga.
We will plant churches.
Me rajame kogudusi.
If you're a pastor, say, my church will plant a church.
Kui sa oled pastor, siis sa võid öelda nii, et minu kogudus rajab kogudusi.
Say it.
Ütle seda. Minu kogudus rajab kogudusi.
Come on, say it again, pastor.
Ütle seda veel kord. Minu kogudus rajab kogudusi.
Say it again.
Ütle seda veel üks kord. Minu kogudus rajab kogudusi.
Wow. Do you believe that? Is your church going to plant a church?
We believe that.
You believe that?
We believe that.
In within the next year?
Järgmise aasta jooksul.
In the next year.
Järgmise aasta jooksul.
Come on. It's time to step out.
On aeg astuda
It's
välja.
It's time to believe God.
Aeg uskuda Jumalat.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Holy Spirit.
Püha Vaim.
We take these declarations.
Võta need usukuulutused.
And we seal them in your spirit.
Ja pitseeri need oma vaimule.
We want them to be more than just emotion.
Me ei taha, et need oleks ainult emotsioonid.
We want them to build our faith.
Me tahame, et need ehitaksid meie usku.
Build our trust.
Ehitaksid meie usandust.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Be filled with God.
Ole täidetud Jumalaga.
Lead us now.
Juhtige meid nüüd.
Be filled with God.
Ole täidetud Jumalaga.